This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL on CBS, sideline reporter, among many other hats Aditi wears. How are you today, Aditi?
I am great. I am driving into Cleveland, where the Browns are hosting a girls' flag football summit as the state of Ohio tries to get girls' flag football a sanctioned high school sport, just as the state of Pennsylvania has done. Did you know that? Did you know that Pennsylvania has sanctioned girls' flag football as an official varsity sport?
In the dim recesses of my mind, I think I did. It was not something that I would have been able to call up at a moment's notice, but now it's one of those now that you're talking about it things, I think I'm kind of remembering it. And honestly, that's how it should be in Ohio, because of football. Traditional tackle football is a huge sport there, and I suspect they would have plenty of girls willing to line up and play for flag football. Oh. Speaking of which, I almost said Donnie because I was talking to him. Speaking of which, Aditi, in Cleveland, I know you are good friends with Ken Carman and Anthony Lima, and boy, did they get into it this morning. Because Anthony posited that he thought there was a very real chance that former Steelers first-round pick Kenny Pickett could be the day one, week one starter in Cleveland. And Ken was just trying to pin him down and force him to make a prediction. He, of course, would not do that. Do you think, though, that Pickett has a chance to start up there week one for Cleveland?
I do. I absolutely do. It will be an open competition, not a rigged competition, not a... not quite what the situation was a year ago in Pittsburgh when Russell Wilson was brought in. Kenny Pickett will have a chance to show how he has grown and developed and what he took from Philadelphia, and he'll get to work with Kevin Stefanski, who, when not hindered by Ken Dorsey, actually is a very smart offensive mind.
So you're bullish on what might happen for Pickett there in Cleveland, to be very transparent.
I am.
You think that this could be a rebirth that re-kickstarts his career in the NFL?
I really do. I think that we've seen it quite a bit. You know, we talk about a guy like Sam Darnold who was labeled a bust because he wasn't in particularly good situations and perhaps wasn't necessarily ready for all that surrounded the, in his case, having to start in New York City. I think Kenny Pickett, as we've talked about ad nauseum, the dysfunction in the Matt Canada offense and the other things that were happening within that offense that Najee Harris has sort of alluded to, that Willie Colon has sort of alluded to, all of that, plus the mess of being third string in training camp and all of a sudden installed second team, then being thrust in, all of that, none of that was really anything that behooves the development of a young quarterback or helps. So he gets away from that. He goes to Philadelphia, where that offense operates very differently. The the way they approach the professionalism in that building is different than what Kenny Pickett had when he was in Pittsburgh. Does he take something from that? And is he able to use that in Cleveland now? And I know from conversations that I had with front office members a year ago when we were talking about whether Kenny Pickett would have had the opportunity to go to a team where he could have the chance to start, there were definitely people in that building that felt that he was a starter capable quarterback in the National Football League. So he'll have a chance. Let's see what he can do.
And certainly certainly the same thing applies, Aditi, for another new face in a new place. Russell Wilson in the Giants should be a late 30s renaissance for him, correct?
You know what? I've been told that Jameis Winston will have an opportunity to compete. May the best man win.
Who gets to do the pregame speech? I think that's all that matters there.
Well, you know, I might feed that to Jameis, even if I'm the starter. I'll just say that. But you know what? I think the interesting piece for Steelers fans there is that the Giants felt that they needed to make a move. They needed to figure out who is essentially going to be on the train. And Aaron Rodgers was not operating on their timeline. So that is transferable to what we've been saying now for some time, that Aaron Rodgers is not necessarily feeling an enormous urgency to sign up with a team and go do spring ball right now.
Do you think that, okay, so you don't, it sounds to me like then, because I was going to ask you next, it seems obvious there's only one chair left here in musical chairs unless Rodgers wants to wait until midseason. It doesn't sound like you think, though, that he and the Steelers will be consummating this deal that everyone's anticipating will happen anytime soon, correct? You don't think the timeline is he signs, he's in, he's doing his thing in a matter of days or whatever?
And that he's running OTAs and...
Yes. So you just think that he'll be allowed to kind of call his shot timeline-wise with them, correct?
And why wouldn't he be? What leverage do the Steelers have?
They could just say, we know we're probably only going to win 10 games and probably not win a playoff game with you, so we could do it without you. The old Branch Rickey thing that he told Ralph Kiner many years ago for the Pirates.
I mean, if that's what they decide, that they're really not interested in him, then okay.
Well, clearly they do think he's the missing
piece. Are they really in a position where they want to give him an ultimatum?
No, clearly they think he's the missing piece, and that's the real meat of this for me. Like, do you really see... I think more than anything, you described at length the environment Kenny Pickett was trying to thrive in when he got to Pittsburgh and how that did not help him or do him any favors. And it all trickles down to one degree or another, whether it's a coach that the head coach hired who's making it not an optimal situation or it's the head coach himself. It all trickles down from there in that kind of setting. Do you really think that there is reason to believe that Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, assuming that this does eventually happen, will be able to make better music than the Steelers did with Pickett?
I do, because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to defer.
So it's going to be Aaron Rodgers' show then?
No, but I'm not saying that in a way that Aaron Rodgers is going to run roughshod over anyone. And I told you this, that we had had a conversation this year, Aaron Rodgers and my crew had had a conversation when the Jets had made the switch from Nathaniel Hackett to Todd Downing. And Downing had said to us that the first thing Aaron Rodgers said to him is, how do I serve you? How do I help you? And when we kind of pressed Aaron on that, he spoke at length about what servant leadership looks like and being a part of the team. I mean, I've said this to you and I've said this to Pony. I think that there's a lot of noise as related to Aaron Rodgers that kind of is noise. And it's fun to cast him as a villain when it may not actually be reality. I think that Aaron Rodgers has an absolute attention and focus to detail that maybe the Steelers haven't seen from that position in quite some time. I mean, I can tell you about long conversations I've had with Devontae Adams, where Adams says he's the receiver that he is because Rodgers forced him to be detailed in a way that no one else would make him be detailed. So I think it would be fabulous for the Steelers if Aaron Rodgers could get in here and start kind of having an influence And again, one of the things that I think would be great is he's not going to sit here and cover up things that are annoying or frustrating. If a receiver is constantly late to meetings, you're going to hear about it. And some people may say that, oh, that's the drama. But other people may say, well, that's accountability.
I mean, I would say that would over, if you're like, just hypothetically, I know you're describing that in hypothetical terms. That would make Mike Tomlin look pretty bad if Aaron Rodgers was airing some of the laundry that Tomlin loves to try to keep in-house. And that's why I would be wondering if there would be a blow-up between those two. We know Tomlin would get frustrated, even if he wouldn't admit it, when Ben would kind of take the reins and talk on our station before Mike's news conference. I can't imagine if...
frustrated. He'd act like he'd never heard it. He'd act like he didn't know what we were talking about.
Yes, but yes, exactly. And in so doing, everybody knew he was probably seething. I guess I can see that happening again in this situation. And if you say from what you're saying, Rodgers would not defer and would not worry about, you know, pissing off the head coach, for lack of a better term, I just have a hard time imagining that partnership would bear the kind of fruit that they think it will bear, Aditi.
Maybe that's the way that the head coach needs to be pushed after this many years of not making the playoffs. Maybe sometimes you need to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
I would prefer that push come from the owner instead of like a $17 million a year, 3-year extension, but I see what your point is.
I've said that. Have I not said that all season long?
You have.
This is where we would like to see ownership help the coach. This is where we've talked about examples of this, where owners have stepped in and kind of guided their coaches to see things that maybe they aren't seeing themselves. But at some point, we have to accept and acknowledge that that's just not what Steelers ownership is right now.
No, it is not, and not sure when it will be. Aditi, we have to go. I appreciate
it. I don't know. It could be really fun. It could be.
I think it's going to not work well, but I think it's going to be really fun for me nonetheless, because my job is fun when there's fun, dramatic things happening around the team, good or bad. So that's what I think I'm getting. Best of both worlds here.
I think that if you're looking for change, here's what I'll say. If you're looking for change, you're not going to get the status quo from Aaron Rodgers. And maybe, you know, people are talking about the Steelers culture and if he fits the Steelers culture. Maybe he doesn't, but maybe there needs to be a little bit of a shakeup, considering what the last few years have been. I don't know. But I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to hold his tongue or bow down to anybody.
Aditi, we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
All right. Have fun.